Will virtual and online meetings disappear when we're allowed to meet in person again? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership System. And today I'm going to deal with the question on a lot of people's mind is when we're freely allowed to get together and there aren't any restrictions, will companies actually go back to doing in-person meetings and training sessions, or is it going to stay online? Well, probably like most trends, for example, in the ebook industry, they predicted that everyone would be reading ebooks. But what happened? Ebooks certainly grew, just like virtual training did, but at the end of the day, ebooks only represent about a third of book sales. So a lot of people still like buying books. I think you're going to find the same thing when it comes to training sessions and meetings. We all know that there's several intangibles to getting together face-to-face with people, but counteracting against that is the cost of bringing people together for meetings. If you think of a typical meeting that might have 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 people, it costs several thousand dollars just to get those people to the meeting, especially whether they're driving or flying. You might have hotel stays or meals. So it's an expensive proposition to bring people together. Often, even if it's a training session, the costs of all those extra things will be even more than the cost of the training itself. So a lot of companies are now examining whether they should cut back on their travel and entertainment budgets even going forward, and that their people should have to justify why they need to get together and make sure that there is a true benefit from doing that. Now, in the end, old habits die hard, and some of the more seasoned leaders out there will decide that they want to go back to having in-person meetings. But I don't know about you, I'm not sure I'm really looking forward to losing a travel day to go out and do a 1 or 2 day meeting with someone. Yeah. And in the end, the customers will decide. But what we're finding is that when we started out offering virtual training, we didn't know if it would take. So we started out with one virtual training studio, and then we made a series of investments to now where we have 2 full multi-camera virtual training studios. And we're getting excellent feedback from our clients as to the impact that it's having. In some cases, we're even doing hybrid sessions where we deliver from the studio and on-site helpers work with the classroom to make sure it's highly interactive. So, in the end, probably like most things, not everything will completely change, but a chunk of the business and a chunk of the meetings will stay virtual forever. We're thinking that some companies need to take this as an opportunity to invest strategically in the audiovisual capabilities of their meeting rooms. So the biggest challenge for many is does the camera do a good job of showing the people that are in that meeting room, and does the audio system actually allow people to be heard even when we're doing a virtual training session? So why not take this opportunity to make sure your company's capable so that the next time you have to send your technicians off to learn a new piece of equipment, maybe you can save all that travel and entertainment expense and simply have them connecting to those vendors using Zoom or Teams or one of the other platforms that's available to you. Now, of course, we're here to support you whether you decide that you want to do things virtually or whether you want to do things in person. We're here to do both. So you can, of course, start a conversation with us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with us on one of the many social media platforms. Whether you decide to go virtual or in person, we are here as your partner to develop the best team leaders, supervisors, and managers that you need to achieve success.